3. O ye beloved of God, O ye children of his kingdom, verily, verily, the new heaven and the new earth are come. The holy city, new Jerusalem, hath come down from on high in the form of a maid of heaven, veiled, beauteous and unique, and prepared for reunion with her lovers on earth. The angelic company of the celestial concourse hath joined in a call that hath run throughout the universe, all loudly and mightily acclaiming, "This is the city of God and his abode, wherein shall dwell the pure and holy among his servants. He shall live with them, for they are his people, and he is their Lord. He hath wiped away their tears, kindled their light, rejoiced their hearts, and enraptured their souls. Death shall no more overtake them, neither shall sorrow, weeping, or tribulation afflict them. The Lord God Omnipotent hath been enthroned in his kingdom, and hath made all things new. This is the truth, and what truth can be greater than that announced by the revelation of St. John the Divine? He is Alpha and Omega. He is the one that will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life, and bestow upon the sick the remedy of true salvation. He whom such grace aideth is verily he that receiveth the most glorious heritage from the prophets of God and his holy ones. The Lord will be his God, and he his dearly beloved Son. Rejoice then, O ye beloved of the Lord and his chosen ones, and ye the children of God and his people, raise your voices to Lord and magnify the Lord the Most High, for his light hath beamed forth. His signs have appeared, and the billows of his rising ocean have scattered on every shore many a precious pearl.